Voters in Texas head to the polls today to vote in a primary election for governor, which will probably be decisive. The Republican contest is heated. It's, in a sense, a battle of the incumbents. Incumbent Governor Rick Perry trying to fend off a challenge by Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison. Joining us now is Ben Philpott. He's covering the race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune. Welcome, Ben.
Good morning.
So what do you think the vulnerability of Rick Perry, the incumbent governor, is right now to Kay Bailey Hutchison, who has to be an establishment politician if there ever was one?
Well, you know, you would think that Governor Perry only received about 39% of the vote in the last gubernatorial election in 2006. So, you know, plenty of the state was not in, over 60% of the state was not interested in voting for him then. Now, however, you know, it's the Republican primary, and he made a great strategic move back in last April. He went to one of the first Tea Party rallies held in the country that was held in Austin and kind of got out in front of that movement and got the people who would normally be maybe anti-incumbent voters, and he has 10 years in office as governor, to be on his side. So that's kind of taken any steam out of any kind of change message that Senator Hutchison's been able to deliver.
Well, Ben, as you know, one of the reasons why Texas politics is so interesting is that it is so unusual and not translatable necessarily to the rest of the country. Do you think his Tea Party creds are a sign of a trend more broadly in the national electorate?
You know, we're not even sure exactly how much of a trend it is in Texas. We talk about it every week. We have an actual quote-unquote Tea Party candidate also running in the Republican primary, Deborah Medina. She has reached as high as the low 20s in polling, almost, you know, leapfrogging Senator Hutchison, whose numbers have been not very good so far. But, you know, what will happen on Election Day, we're really all interested in seeing whether or not there is maybe a 20-25% Tea Party vote within the Republican primary.
Turnout expected quickly?
Not a whole lot. Double what it was in 2006, but he didn't have a Republican primary opponent then.
All right, Ben Philpott, reporter covering the race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune. In other news, President Obama heads to Savannah, Georgia this morning to highlight job creation efforts, the latest stop on what he calls his White House to Main Street tour. While there, the president will promote a plan to make homes more energy efficient. Those are some of the stories we're following this morning.